Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! My stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but I need some stellar gifts to fill them with.
Why get hung up? Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got great gifts for everyone on your list, and the entire store is up to 60% off.
60% off?
That's right, Old Navy's got gifts for just $2, $4, $6, and $8 for a Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a great price. Thanks!
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and 2-day only deals.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Might
you
not.
Have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first, then listening to the Perfect Plex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't trust them, cause we destined for greatness. Stay on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, K and me? The crew better known as Three Count to you and me. Wrestling version of ESPN's First and Ten. And for the fans asking, what's up with TNA? Check out Mr. Lopez. This show covers everything. And for the marks that Jeff hops in the bag. Y'all need some wrestling history. Better listen to Chad. They're rolling up the latest SmackDown on competition too. Matter of fact, y'all, let me stop spitting, dude. It's time to tune in to the show the pros listen to. Perfect Plex Radio. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all better be listening to. Every Monday night after Raw. Go on to www.bdsirnetwork.com or call in 347-637-3859. This is the Perfect Plex Radio, man. Y'all, you know what it is. Hey, yo, Mike Knox, I see you, man. You got $1 million audience, man. Matter of fact, let's talk wrestling, man. Enough of this, man. It's your boy, Fred Nux. Get at him.
Do you smell with Knox is cooking?
Black Mania 2 coming soon.
Do you smell with Knox is cooking? And that's spelled with 3 X's. Cause damn it, I am hardcore. Cheer, let's get ready, baby. Perfect Plex Talk Radio. Live and 5, 4.
Oh, 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 happy day. Oh, happy day. Welcome, everybody, to Perfect Plex Talk Radio right here on the BDSIR Radio Network. And people, we have a show for you tonight. Wrestling Talk. At its finest, 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. I am your host, Mike Knox. I am dressed for the occasion. I am donning a lot of gold right now because I am the champ that runs the camp, hashtag Belt Kings. I am the face that runs the place, hashtag Mr. BDSIR Network. I am the future of wrestling talk. Hashtag blame it on Bob Johnson. And tonight I give you the best in the year of professional wrestling. Hashtag the Plexis. P-L-E-X-X-Y awards. People, tonight we will talk about categories. We will talk about moments. We will talk about the things that we love this year in professional wrestling. I'm quite sure we're going to talk about things we did not like this year in professional wrestling. But like the Hall of Fame, I urge you to keep your negativity out unless you understand I'm doing it for my mama. So keep all the negativity away, Black excellence, because it needed to be tweeted. I invite you to bring upon your white excellence, because it's always been here. We will talk about SmackDown Live. We will talk about Raw Go Home Show. I had to go into my regular voice because that might have been the most piss poor leading into a house show, if you will, so to speak, go home show there's ever been. But also tonight, and most importantly, we pay homage like the Hall of Fame, because remember, I'm doing it for my mama. We will pay respect to the names these awards were named after. Last time we had the Plexis, before we went up, well, couldn't say go up east, where'd I go? I went south to Virginia to join Fox Sports Radio. We had the Ding Dong Award. Y'all remember that, for the worst tag team? Spotface came up with that one. We had a Hall of Famer through the program, Four Horsemen member, Tully Blanchard, give away the Horseman Award for the best stable. But this year, we got some changes. We got some new things, and we give you us. And we want you. 347-637-3859. Welcome to the program, all the way from NYC. And I know he carries his ID. What's going on, Spotface?
It's me. It's me. It's that MVP. The big guy from the star. You already know, people. So throw themselves, yours truly, Mr. 1985, Spotface. I am here. It is the Plexis. I am suited and booted and ready to talk that wrestling talk and give away some awards, people, because truly it is the season for some beatings as we approach the roadblock, .. end of the line.
You hated doing that to damn self.
I hate that name. Like, it's not the end of the line. It's clearly a pay-per-view in Tiggly after that.
Did you just call it a Piggly Wiggly?
No, it's a whole pay-per-view right after that. Like, Royal Rumble
okay.
Right after that.
Right.
It's the line.
Just right, just Armageddon. You could have just called it the end of the year explosion jam or something, you know, something, the jamboree to end all jamborees, something, you know, corny like that.
Right, they could have just left it at roadblock, not end of the line. Like, I'm confused.
As you hear my kids in the background, because I'm in the house, my wife's walking into the knock zone. Here we are in the Plexis. Spot, the name Plexis was your idea to add the three X's. You're like this promotional genius.
I love that. See, this is why I do what I do. I love the love. I do.
Well, also, one of the original members here of Perfect Plex Talk Radio, the BDSR Network from California, he's happy because he kept his closer, and I'm going to mess with him until it's over. What's going on, KME, the professor?
Hey, what's up, y'all, man? Just chilling. Wrestling for me goes in ebbs and flows. I remember when I first started doing this show with you, I was on the verge of just hating wrestling. And that was because 90% of it was garbage.
Right.
This year, 90% of it has not been garbage. There's been a lot of good mixed in with a lot of bad. And for me, that makes it at least a decent year. I can actually see where they're getting better, as opposed to just seeing, man, this crap is going to be canceled for the next few years. I see the progression, so I'm happy, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, happy to have you guys here. Listen, now, we always start off with the Raw SmackDown review. You know, we give the awards away and things like that. This is the Plexi, so we do have the Wrestler of the Year Award, you know, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, Bret Hart Award. Nominees, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, The Miz, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose. And I have an award that's really important to me, right? Because I've never liked that blue chipper, you know, the Rocky Maivia Award, Newcomer of the Year. Yeah, the American Alphas, Bailey, Alexa Bliss, Finn Balor, Kalisto, Apollo 2, Baron Corbin, AJ Styles, because he's new to the company, you know. Then you got the Stinger Award. Say that again?
Wait, AJ Styles for newcomer? I've been watching AJ Styles 2007. How's he a newcomer?
Explain to him why he's a newcomer.
Because this is his first year in WWE, people. I'm sorry, but let me be honest, people. Before and without the WWE, without the big Titan Stanford, I'm just saying, you're just a regular wrestler.
Ooh. Did you say he was James Ellsworth? I'm sorry, you didn't say that. That's not what he's saying, people. I'm throwing shit.
By the way, get well soon, Ellsworth. You got a bad case of chinfluenza.
Chinfluenza, right? Like, I'm not lying. Every time I see AJ Styles on television, I'm more and more impressed with the guy. I really am. And if, you know, those that can say what they've been watching since 07, I have too. But again, it was in a little pond. You know what I mean? And no matter how he could shine there, I didn't like the production. That's my new thing. I'm dressed for the occasion, guys. I don't know if you guys see me on Facebook. I got my silky tie on, got my Sami Zayn shirt on, got the vest, the belt's flashing. We're looking good over here, people. Hashtag belt kings in the house. I'm sorry. Go ahead, KME.
To me, it's not even just about him going being in WWE now. It's more about the reinvention. This guy does not get credit for being able to reinvent himself. Not just the fact that he's done it all throughout his career and in every company he's been in is a testament to him. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like the TNA was one part of his career and the WWE is a new part of his career. And nobody thought, I know none of us thought he could go to WWE and be at this level, but this dude is a chameleon, man, because everywhere he goes, he's going to shine, man, and the cream always rises to the top. He deserves his props.
Well, you know, I've always been very outspoken on him not being part of the company, and I always call out a flack for that. You guys know that. I'm paying respects now. I'm seeing what he's doing now, and not that I didn't see it before. You know, we already beat that. You know, can't say beat that trick because that's actually against the law for you to beat the trick. Well, that's a tricky subject. What if a trick punches you in the face with an iron skillet? You don't have the right to whoop that trick? I'm serious. Like, if you get hit by
it. If you don't beat the trick, do you defeat the treat?
If you got
tricks, even lifting iron skillets to smack you with, and you ain't doing your job as a man anyway. So,
in the first place, KME, Okay, so that ends all of that. 347-637-3859 will be the number to call in, guys. Again, we are live on the Facebook Wrestling Talk. Let's go ahead. Let's start off. I'm gonna switch some things up. All right, I'm gonna give an award away. After I talk about this, because this is important to me. Did y'all see the picture that went viral with Kofi Kingston, The New Day, Sasha Banks, and Swan?
And
the hashtag Black Excellence. Well, as it got a good response, you know, from intelligent wrestling fans and non-racist wrestling, intelligent wrestling fans. But it took a turn for the worse also where you thought it's perceived that HH, we don't say his name, and I don't believe it. But even if photoshopped, which I do believe, Hulk Hogan allegedly tweeted out this tweet. The tweet has since been deleted. It's not on his wall. Okay, so that's why I'm assuming that it was photoshopped. But it was, they put in the WWE champions that are white with the hashtag white excellence. In reverse, when can a black man in the world of professional wrestling, because we're not talking about what happens in everyday life. We know what happens there.
Right.
But in wrestling that we know has been held down, and we know that majority of wrestling fans, black, white, Japanese, Mexican, doesn't matter, recognizes talent more than color, right? The companies is more the ones we seem to have the problems with. Are you upset, Spot, to even see something like that? The hashtag white excellence allegedly tweeted out by Hulk Hogan? And I said his name.
No, yes, it's kayfabe, it's not real, it's horrible screenshots,
I just think race in wrestling has always been a touchy subject, and
right.
I've always talked back to no matter what happens, it's scripted. But when does it get scripted in the favor of one demo of your wrestling fans one time?
Right.
You know,
without an uproar.
Right. I can sit there and go Latino excellence and put up a picture. You know what I mean? Like, I don't – I get it. We in a new era, and I hearken to say that it's not real. I don't think he's that social media savvy where he can get those pictures and put them together.
Agreed.
I don't think he's that good at it. But it just shows that even in today's world, that even in wrestling, something that isn't quote-unquote real, that the color lines are still blurred. You know, you have black excellence.
When I saw the picture, I just thought that was a dope pick. You know what I mean? So for me to even let's take HH out of the equation, and you're right, he's not nowhere near that tech savvy. So clearly Photoshop, right? So the fan that took it upon themselves to tweet this, and the people that retweeted this, because it did get retweeted a bunch of times, okay, are the ones here that I don't understand. You know what I mean? I can't even say I don't understand, because that would be a lie, because I understand who they are and what the demographic they are. But in the wrestling world, from the fan base, I've never experienced in fans racism.
Me either. Not as a fan, not as a former wrestler myself, but I have experienced it in watching the product.
Of course, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And watching the product, and shout out to my man Caesar Black checking in, I've always recognized it's been racist. And like my wife gets on me all the time about, well, you watch this and, you know, you still watch wrestling and this goes on and you hear it all the time. And I go, well, I've always known they've been that way. Yes, they are to me. But in my opinion, and what I see and what I'm looking at here, this is not my opinion, guys. This one is fact. Wrestling in a whole, WWE, no matter what company you are, has made fun of everything in every way. They're every ism there is in the capital dictionary of ism. You know what I mean? So from the fan base, I've never experienced it. Go ahead.
It's not, and this issue is an issue of scripted and booking. Gimmicks are gimmicks. But when the byproduct of the source material, which is creative control, creative ideas, and booking, outside of Booker T and Ron Simmons, we've never been given African-American world championship caliber individual. I'm not talking Mark Henry, SmackDown.
Okay.
Big
right. I'm not talking about, you're talking about the belt that matters the most, the one that AJ Styles have had.
Listeners, right, for the listeners. I'm not talking, Mark Henry was ECW champion, Ezekiel Jackson.
But we know what the biggest argument was.
Right.
And has been in fans, but this is my counter argument to even, you know, and I got to some conversations today with other people, and shout out to King Von Jr. On Twitter holding it down for his social media wise, says if you can say Latino excellence with a picture of Eddie Guerrero, then what's wrong with that? And I've seen that several times.
Right.
But when people say, well, they say they want people like Kofi Kingston and stuff like that, and I go, and this is just me, and where I look, and honestly how I see it, you know what I mean? I don't think there is any black champion in the company right now that to me tells me they're world champion material also. Now, am I wrong in that? Am I, you know, and I'm very pro.
Yeah, because that's not you thinking that. That's what they presented you and have told you. That's
no, I
want to
agree with that.
Problem.
I have my own mind. I've always
– No,
I have my own opinion,
but I think that too. But the reason why I think that is because of what they've given me. If they gave me somebody that could be world champion, I would think they could be a world champion.
When
I
first saw Apollo 2, right? I'm sorry, Wuhan Nation. I thought he could be world champion material, right? And then when he was given the opportunity in NXT to be himself with a dumb name, nevertheless, be himself, because Apollo 2 is better than Wuhan Nation. That's my opinion. Okay. I watched him and I started seeing things that I could never see the major strap on him, to be honest. The only one I saw in the company in recent memory was a while back, maybe Kofi. Kofi now, no. Kofi before, yes. But and I would say would be Bobby Lashley, KME.
Right, right. Well, yeah, but Bobby Lashley, they didn't have him chucking and jiving. That's the thing. It's like every wrestler there has to do some form of shucking and or jiving. That's black. And
right.
And that ingrains in you that these cats can't be world champions. It doesn't I think
you know, it's funny that you say that. Funny that you say that. You know what came to my mind? The picture itself that I was proud to retweet and love that I saw and took it for what it was, because I think wrestling fans always try to dig to the white meat. You know what I'm saying? Instead of doing
right.
the Cam Newton with the eighth nth of an inch of skin, you know what I'm saying? And just be a fan, they try to cut you deep. And
right,
when you
right.
said that, damn, everybody in that picture sucks or either jives. Now that I think
yeah.
about it, that's really funny.
Yeah. Because it's Chief. And the problem I have is, again, we say Bobby Lashley. I still say Great American Bash, Lashley versus Cena. Lashley could have won that and dropped it at SummerSlam. Mark Henry, when he did that retirement speech and turned heel on John Cena to not walk out of Money in the Bank that following pay-per-view in Philadelphia.
I was there. Have my sign. Mark Henry don't win, we riot.
It's a sham because that man has given every ounce he had to that company and still has to that company and has been a company guy from day one, and they wouldn't put the belt on him for 6 weeks. That's the problem that I have. When Booker T can't win at WrestleMania 19, but he can get a title strap as shucking and jobbing as King Booker, but he can't defeat Triple H at WrestleMania 19. That's the line I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Rock, because they always
right.
ingratiate.
Right,
Samoan
right. We beat that. We beat that.
Right.
Wrestling fans have beat that. We know what Rock is.
I'm one of the people. I count the Rock. But every time I count The Rock, I always say that the standard for a black guy to be the world champion is The Rock, and that's a ridiculously high standard to reach. The standard for a white guy to be the world champion is The Miz. You know what I'm saying? It's not balanced.
No, the standard for a Samoan to be the world champion is The Rock, a la The Rock, a la Roman Reigns. There's no black one.
The Rock
man.
Counts for black people too. You gotta run. It's
bro.
Detrimental to not acknowledge his early side.
No, just to move on. It is the Plexis. Just to move on from that, I do agree with you, KME, on this one. I do count him, but I also see where Spot Face is coming from, which is where a lot of other African American black wrestling fans come from. Like, it's not the fact that they're not counting him. It's the fact that the company doesn't really truly count him as black. They profess, they say son of Rocky Johnson, but everything's Samoan. And that's where black fans, when it comes to The Rock, take that stance. But I get both points. But let's go ahead and take an award right now, because
bump that. Say this, I said pipe bomb. Blackest champion we ever had in the WWE was the Doctor of Thuganomics.
You are crazy on that one. Listen, the Stinger Award. Y'all know Sting, right? Sting. Who doesn't know Sting?
Yeah, the Police? The Police?
No, not the singer. Why would it be the singer?
Oh, you said Sting. I know Sting, and then I know some guy with face paint.
Okay, good point. Well, let that hit for a second. Yeah, let that ride. The Stinger Award, guys, the Plexi, and this award is pretty much the best guy to be the best guy for being the best guy, not being in the company of the WWE. The nominees are Jay Lethal, Ring of Honor,
awesome.
Ethan Carter III, Omega, Okada, and Broken Matt Hardy. And the winner of the second annual and the first ever Stinger Award is no other than Matt Hardy is the winner of the best wrestler not in the company. Hugo! What's going on?
Well, I don't think it is who you thought it was.
Clearly, I don't. So who the hell are you?
Oh. Well, of course, if I have to introduce myself, then I guess I really am not known, although you should know exactly who this is.
I hear you now. I couldn't hear you then. What's going on, nephew?
What's going on?
Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now?
Exactly.
What's going on, brother? Welcome to the Plexis.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm very tired after going to Philly for the game and then going back to Philly for Raw and then last night at SmackDown. So I'm
at DC.
Tired, but I'm here. Yeah.
You did the trifecta.
Yeah. And Tribute to the Troops, which without spoiling, it was a better show than Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, I heard you say that today in the Fox Sports group me. Winner of this year's Stinger Award, Spotface, no other than Broken Matt Hardy. For people who say I don't watch other wrestling promotions, screw you, buddy. Can there be like? Tell me your impressions of Matt Hardy this past year.
My Matt Hardy, Broken Matt Hardy, is must-see TV. The Broken Brilliant in itself is must-see TV. And I mean, for any wrestling fan who's ever heard of the Hardy Boys, watch that. Like, watch it. King Maxwell. Senior Benjamin, Brother Nero, I knew you'd come. I just love it. Like, it's everything you should hate, but it's everything you have to love. It's like you gotta. You know what I mean? Like, you got that pair of shoes and that you wear around the house that got, like, the you 'cause one toe is sticking out of it, but it's the most comfortable pair of shoes you ever owned. But, like, so you have to put them on. That's how I feel about Broken Matt Hardy. Like, I watched TNA just to get to Broken Matt Hardy. I'm being honest. Like, I put up with TNA just so I could watch Broken Matt
Hardy. I love Ethan Carter.
I love EC3, but it's time for him to go. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, Carter ain't even there no more. You carrying on the Carter name a little too much. I need him to come on over, get another name, another gimmick, something else. Come on down. Go to Lucha. Go to the E, one or the other. But, man. The Broken Brilliance. I cannot wait for the final deletion.
Corey, nephew yeah. Corey, Belt King extraordinaire. Broken Matt Hardy, the Stinger Award, best wrestler outside the company. Speak on Matt Hardy.
This gimmick single-handedly just bought him another contract in WWE. Single-handedly. It's to the point now that not only is he – do I think he's going to return? He'll have a marquee match on the horizon at WrestleMania. If I'm not mistaken, I think both of their contracts, him and Jeff, I think their contracts are up either late January, February, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I easily see them versus the Wyatts or Matt versus Bray at WrestleMania. Without a shadow of a doubt, I see that happening.
Wow, that's a big accomplishment. And that gimmick, this gimmick is that funny, that entertaining, that brilliant. And I think for once he stepped out of the shadows, if you will, of Jeff. Where Jeff's shtick has always been the high risk. We've always, to me anyway, guys, and the guys I spoke to, we've always recognized that Matt Hardy was a better wrestler, but just didn't do the things that Jeff did. You know, and I think with the occasion, and just speaking about Jeff for a moment, that match he had with Shawn Michaels, I mean, not Shawn Michaels, he had a match with him as well, but he had a match with RVD to me, which is one of my favorite matches of all time. But besides that match, I've always saw Matt being the better brother, and this, you know, elevated him outside of that shadow, if you will, so to speak, of his brother. Also, another award right now, guys, and this one is You Got Skills. You know, the infamous pipe bomb was very, you know, known. People like CM Punk, Roddy Piper, The Rock, and the one I named this award after, also guys like Bobby the Brain Heenan, never forget that name, ever, the Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart Award. See, this award is not just for the greatest, you know, mic skill guy, the guy who has the greatest, you know, promos. The Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, had a special way to talk to people. Other guys on this list also had, you know, they're very deliberate in how they talk. So, just to get it out the way, just so you'll know what this is and what's going on, what it's all about, the Jimmy Hart Award. Nominees are as follows: Miz, Kevin Owens, Y2J. We all know why, right? He reinvented himself this year. I don't think he gets enough credit. Dean Ambrose. I really don't think that Dean Ambrose gets any credit for the Ambrose Asylum. His promos back and forth with, whether it's Cena, whether it's, you know, AJ Styles, it doesn't matter. I don't think he gets the credit that he deserves in Dean Ambrose. And also on this list, who surprised me, the phenomenal AJ Styles. So, the winner of the Jimmy Hart Mouth of the South You Got Skill Awards Plexi.
Like, I wrestle like a coward.
You wrestle like a coward.
I'm the one.
If I were to create a wrestler who, to me, like, embodies, like, when I was an independent guy and I was thinking, like, oh, okay, what's the soft WWE style? It would be that. WWE is transformed in the last.
Hold on. You had your chance to talk. You're the one that called me a coward in the wrestling ring. I'm the coward in the wrestling ring.
Yeah.
But let's talk about cowards for 1 second. The reason I wrestle the way I wrestle is because I can do it day in and day out all the time for 10 plus years. I have never, never in my career ever have been injured. I don't get injured for 6 months to a year. I am here each and every week. But you sit there and call me a coward?
Yeah.
I'm the coward. Wait, let me tell you about a coward. Let me tell you about a guy who tells his WWE fans, the people that he loves, that he will be back. He promises them. I promise you, I will be back in 1 year's time to claim this title. But you didn't, Daniel, did you? But I'm the coward.
Okay,
I'm the one that doesn't love the fans.
If they would let me come back, I would come back.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
You would. You love that WWE ring. You love being wrestling. You love being right in that wrestling ring, and you love wrestling, right? Well,
yeah.
Why don't you quit? Why don't you quit and go to the bingo halls? Because the fact is, you're the one that calls me the coward, but you're the one that doesn't get in the WWE ring again. No, don't you walk away from me, Daniel. Don't you walk away. I'm the one that loves the fans. I'm the one that loves everyone and everything. You're the one that gets up and walks away every single time. You're the coward. I am not a coward. I am your Intercontinental Champion, and there's a reason I am the title. Reason making this the most relevant, prestigious title that WWE has, and I deserve the respect on SmackDown Live. Get that camera right here. But this is day 141 of the never-ending Intercontinental Championship World Tour, and I swear to you, I promise you, it will be the most relevant title on SmackDown Live. I could care less about those little kids on for the tag team titles and the women's championship and the WWE championship. This is my show. And I'm sick of all of you, my GM, sitting there criticizing me, calling me the coward. You're the cowards. I'm the one here, day in and day out, in that wrestling ring, beating people up. Thank you very much.
Ring, ring, hello, hello, hey, it's Cindy in. No, who is this? What do you mean, who is this? This is Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South. Where is she? She's going to the Rick Springfield concert. Rick Springfield?
I don't give a damn. You can hate me now, but he won't stop now. The Miz is arguably the fastest rising superstar in the WWE. And it started for people to notice that night. I noticed back at WrestleMania 27, say what you want to say about that day, but that promo that he came out to walk to the ring changed me as a Miz fan forever. And because the Plexi is spelt with three X's, so is my name, because my wife is hot. I watched Total Divas, damn it. And watching the Miz on Total Divas when his wife bought a damn house and he didn't yell at the hoe. The Miz, the Mouth of the South, You Got Skills Plexi Award winner. KME, your thoughts on the Miz?
Okay.
Corey, enlighten the unwatched masses of the greatness of one Mike the Miz Mizanin.
Let me tell you something now with Mike Mizanin, okay? This guy, and no pun intended, is arguably probably the realest person on that entire roster right now. You talk about somebody who is living the exact gimmick that they've always had from the beginning that you saw on Real Work. He's been the same guy. He's been the exact same guy. Same consistency, same everything. For him to be on the road 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and I said that on purpose, this guy is everywhere and does everything. He's the most reliable hand in the company. Hands down, that promo delivered 11 out of 10 stars. If he didn't win this Plexi, I don't know who you were going to give it to. This guy here is the MVP on this roster this year, right now, over Kevin Owens, over everybody. I don't care who you put in front of him. This guy delivers every night, and I'll argue it up and down with anybody. This guy is money personified.
Spot face?
Well, we know. I've been a miser for the longest time. I saw something in that man during the Chick Magnet days with the Dirt Sheets and John Morrison, and I've been a fan ever since. And he's never disappointed. He is a walking Hall of Famer. A walking fucking Hall of Famer. He's had every belt he could have more than once, except for the WWE title. And that looks like that might be happening soon.
Oh, he's getting that title.
He's getting that title. And that man, I've been a wrestler, and it's guys like Miz that inspire me because he had a dream. He didn't just watch a product and talk about it. He got up, he hit the gym, he went to train, and he got it done. That is embodiment of pro wrestling. He ain't never had a gimmick. He's always been himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. You didn't have
and
to call him out.
He's gotten better and but he's gotten better and better at it.
Even down to his wife. He saw her and he bagged it up.
And she speaks French.
I'll give him partial credit for his wife, but he just got with a chick that needed a green card. That's not hard to do.
She's already working for the ERS.
That's bogus.
Come on,
that's a great card. Hey, listen. If you get a, hold on. You get a mail order bride that looks like that. So what?
Exactly.
So what? Okay.
And make some scratch too. He's bringing in over a million. He's getting some scratch.
He is one of the highest paid guys in the WWE, for sure. And again, I think he's earned it. And to me, the only thing about the sudden success of The Miz to me is the fans, but that's wrestling in general. Wrestling fans will hate you 1 second and love you the next, and they seem to have done that with The Miz.
I hate him every second, so let's just get that straight.
Well, no, you're entitled to do that. There's plenty of guys I hate.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't want to be grouped up with the ones that love and hate him. I consistently do not like that guy.
Take a stance. If you don't like The Miz, then hey. But you're missing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're doing yourself a dishonest. Not to look at what I think we're talking about as intelligent wrestling fans.
I like him in the role he is in now. The minute you start trying to put him into KME,
it's not a role. That's who he is.
I like him in the position on SmackDown that he's in now. You start trying to put him in the world title reign, the picture. I think I don't think that's suited for him. I think the stuff he's doing now is suited for him.
He's a top heel on SmackDown.
Yeah, but, you know, SmackDown has issues. But I don't think say SmackDown is having ratings issues and all these issues. I don't think giving him the belt is going to help SmackDown.
He's got one of the greatest segments in Raw history.
Raw?
What's that segment?
The night after he won the WWE Championship. Yeah, he does that. You know when he does his Miz TV by having the highest rated segment. And yeah, the Miz is there, man. Show Miz. That was a thing. He made that work. You know what I'm saying? Like, he made the Big Show work. Mizdow worked. That had all to do with the credit of him and Sandow. The Miz just gets it done.
347-637-3859. I'm gonna go one more award, right? And then we're gonna talk Raw on SmackDown. Give me some more award later. The last two awards will be the Bret Hart Award. What? Huh?
Is the Raw School Award for the biggest shortcomings?
No.
Oh.
I have we do have coming up the Comeback of the Year Award, the HBK Award. We have the Tag Team LOD Award. But the last two awards will be the Bret Hart Award for Wrestler of the Year and Match of the Year, most importantly. But I do want to give you time to talk about Raw and SmackDown. Corey, I'm going to start with you. You attended every damn thing this week. Just a real impromptu, tag team version of your thoughts of the week in wrestling thus far.
Normally this time of the year, as you all know, being the aficionado of the wrestling that you
are. It's down anyway.
Yeah, this week, when they do this whole week with the tribute to the troops, it's very lax storyline-wise. The only reason why it was maybe somewhat picked up was because of the fact that they're going into a pay-per-view for Raw this Sunday. However, in which, I will side note, I was going to go, but the way the Eagles-Ravens game is set up in Baltimore, I'm not going to miss that, so I will go to that instead. but, yeah, the Raw was basically – and the reason why I guess it kind of drained me was because it was so focal pointed on New Day's breaking of the record, which is important. Not get me wrong. However, that was the – higher focus of basically the whole show. So it was kind of dragging in a sense because it seemed like everything else suffered because there was so much emphasis on that.
So if you had to give Raw, SmackDown a belt grade, because people haven't seen the Tribute to the Troops yet that airs in a little while, what would you give the show?
Yeah. I would say that I would give that show I would give it, for the sake of tag teams, I'd give it 3 85 to 98 classic WWF tag titles. I'd give it 3 out of 5.
All right.
Average show, but yeah.
Average show. See, my thing, and I go real fast, but I wasn't a big fan of Raw. And typically, I don't complain about Raw. And my complaint about Raw is that it's the damn go home show, and it was all about the tag team champions, which I do get, and I get why you do it there because you do it in Philly. What I'm starting to do, and this what really bothers me to even say, and hurts me to even say this, is as a part time Philadelphian, you know what I mean, being raised in the city, my father being from there, all my family from North Philly. I'm starting to not like a Philadelphia wrestling crowd. They're starting to me to be too much like the international crowd the day after, you know, Raw after Mania. Mm-hmm. And it's something about that crowd, that kind of atmosphere, that I don't want to see from a place like Philadelphia. I want Philadelphia wrestling fans to maintain who they've always been. Rough, honest, but fair. You know what I mean? If they don't like something, they express that. You have the right to do so. But be fair. They used to be fair. And now it's like they're trying to be that we threw snowballs at Santa. And if you know the story, Santa deserved to get snowballs thrown at them in Philadelphia that day. Okay, so things like that. But I do congratulations to the New Day, what they did. And especially when they came back that night, I thought, I know I'm one of them, thought for sure they were going to lose those titles. I did. I thought, oh, wow. You know what I mean? They're going to do that to them. And they didn't. So I thought that made Raw a little better. But to be the focal point of your go-home show, I thought was very disappointing. And yet, what most fans believe, I mean, a lot of fans believe, is that these pay-per-views mean nothing. You're just adding them on for the network. And I get that. You know, you have two different programs. You got to have two different pay-per-views monthly. I get that. I understand that. But at least pay attention to the script and show that. SmackDown was better this week. Everything from AJ Styles is amazing. Him and The Miz was amazing. The Fatal 4-Way matches were amazing. The Elimination matches were great. I thought SmackDown really knocked it out of the park this week. I really, really did. I would give a combined both scores. Because of Raw lackluster, I got to give it 3.7 Intercontinental Heavyweight titles Shawn Michaels reigns early on years when he was, you know, with Diesel by his side reigns. But it was a decent show. Good to see it, but you could still have been a little bit better. Your take, Spot.
Let me tell you why I liked Raw. Because it wasn't about Roman Reigns. That's why I like
Raw.
I didn't get Rocky 2.0 shoved down my throat all night. I did not have to put up with Sucker and Succotash. I still got Shield music, and I still dress like the Shield. I got no personality or no identity amongst myself.
Why must I sandwich Wiki you on the plexis?
Oh, Lord.
No negativity. It's like the Hall of Fame. We're doing it for our mamas, man.
I'm pulling a Mr. T. I'm going to be long-winded with this one, baby. Let me tell you why I don't like Raw.
Okay.
When I found out that Seth versus Big Cass is on the kickoff show, I'm perturbed. I am perturbed. I'm pissed off to the highest pissivity that match is on a kickoff show when it's arguably top 3, top 4 storylines on the whole program. How that's on kickoff. Creative, that's dumb. I did like the focus point being on the tag titles for once. You know, I think during these 4-hour pay-per-views and these Raw pay-per-views that the tag titles for the last couple of months haven't been, you know, when New Day was going into Mania. You know, it really hasn't. It wasn't must-see. Matches were good, but the intrigue wasn't there. I thought the intrigue was there last night. On Monday night. It gave enough. But for it to be a go-home show, I needed some things to develop. Like, I don't know who New Day is fighting on Sunday. Probably nobody. Like, you know, they just beat the whole tag division and a couple of number one contenders for the Universal title in one night. So they pretty much got Sunday off, which is a bore, because I like to see titles defended every quote-unquote pay-per-view. Roman Reigns just needs to drop that U.S. title already because we got a belt on somebody that ain't using it and it don't matter. Seem to get all that hard work bringing the U.S. title back. They put it back on Rusev, and then they drop it to Sucker and Succotash, and now that belt don't matter. So they need to fix that and fix that fast.
You gonna leave Roman alone?
Sami Zayn being traded for Eva Marie, redhead for redhead. Did we really buy that for a second? I mean, I didn't buy that, but it made sense. I like the 205 match. You know, Cruiserweight's getting it done. I'm a fan of Jack Gallagher. I like that cat. He gonna be something. You know, a little naked in his gear. A little naked. No knee pads. No arm pads. No tape. No real old school. He is a vault villain. He need to put them with them. But SmackDown, of course. You know, you know, I love Luke Harper. You know, putting Luke Harper in that little main event right there. I showed him Luke Harper can go, man. Luke Harper can go. The bee's knees in Luke Harper. But SmackDown was what SmackDown was supposed to be. You know, it was a good, solid show. AJ is still don't do nothing wrong. Chinfluenza. You know, Miz is great. Dean Ambrose, he's boring. You know, he's boring. You know, tag team turmoil yet again. I feel like
sorry.
I've
let you go on long enough, and I think you waited with bated breaths for me to interrupt you. No, you waited with bated breaths for me to interrupt you. Dean Ambrose is not boring.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. Dean Ambrose is far from boring. From boring.
Really?
Far from boring. Well, hold on. Listen, I'm gonna stop you right there, okay? Because now you didn't went a little bit too far. You did. So now I gotta give an award because Vaughn already tweeted out the award. So the nominees for the LOD award, get out on Twitter. The nominees for the best tag team of the year, which was spoiled by King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter. The nominees are Kaz and Enzo, the Bullet Club, the Usos, the New Day, the Young Bucks, winners, of course, the New Day. Yay, King Vaughn, you're out already, y'all. This is, we're going to stop right there at KME. Can you really though argue that the New Day was the best tag team of the year? They've been the champions for 480 days, 81 days.
Yeah, not at all, man. Congratulations, New Day.
Five faith, you need delete that?
Delete.
Delete what? What are you deleting?
You did not give the award to the Bucks of Youth. The Bucks of Youth.
Okay,
you
this is what I'm going to
meet you.
Corey.
You gave it
I
to
mean,
the
Corey.
Day of
Youth. Yeah, I gave it to the day.
The day of Youth. You didn't give it to the Bucks of Youth. I mean,
no.
You didn't even nominate Decay. You didn't nominate Decay. You nominated Bullet Club. You didn't nominate The Club. Like, you didn't nominate American Alpha. Hello?
Why would I nominate American Alpha? Why would I nominate American Alpha?
Why didn't nominate The Revival?
Listen. That is the longest running and black tag team. For someone who just came on here, KME, right, and said, give it to AJ Styles for this and AJ Styles for that and all that other stuff, how come that don't apply for the New Day? If those other tag teams, which I'm not taking nothing from them, they don't have the star power. They don't. First of all, you are the man who made up the quote, the butts in the seats when it comes to wrestling talk. Okay.
Listen, homeboy.
Don't nobody sell more merch or put more butts in the seats in the tag team division than the New Day.
Yeah.
You know, listen to me. No, spot. I always hear it right now. I need you to hear me, bro. Because you literally have not a single leg to stand on or a pot, excuse me, mama, because that's what I'm doing it for, to piss in. There was not a single argument to be made that the New Day is not the tag team of the year, son. There's nothing to be said. We're gonna mute him, Cammy. Go ahead, Cammy. We're gonna mute him for a while. He's on literally a 1 minute sandwich wiki. Because he's not making any sense, Cammy. Am I alone in this thing? Is my face delusional?
Yeah, he's delusional. Look, my thing with the New Day is I'm not a fan of their current act, but they care about moving the needle. They sell the most merch. I think Cena might be the only one ahead of them in that department. They put the butts in the seats, man. And that's what counts. So I don't see how you put any other tag team in that department. And then the Revival, they're good, but they haven't even had the chance to do what the New Day does, you know?
I'm afraid to unminute you on your sandwich wiki. So we're going to not talk this conversation because I don't want to meet you again, brother. I love you. I'm coming to New York soon, but I don't want to meet you again. I don't want to sandwich wiki you again, Spot.
Not Zach Gowen. I don't even have one.
I'm sorry. Is he still being negative towards? I don't think he has a song. Listen to it, Spot. Listen. Can I have your wrestling belt grade for the week so far, please? Spot.
I am Zach Gowen. I have no leg to stand on. I'm not even one. I can't even get a Zach Gowen.
You can't even get a Zach Gowen. Zach Gowen doesn't even deserve to have a Zach Gowen.
Hey.
James Ellsworth over Zach Gowen.
Oh, chill.
Yeah. Chins Fuenza over Zach Gowen.
That one-legged moonsault was
the
lit.
The Bucks of Youth are booty, according to King Von Jr.
Who said the Bucks of Youth are booty? The Bucks of Youth
are booty.
Everyone loves the Day of New. The Day of New.
Listen. It's not about whether we like them. I'm not saying that once upon a time. I have my spots with them. No pun intended. But, for what it's worth, which is what business is about, no one does anything. They're doing Cena type numbers, dude.
What about the family of Wyatt? The family of Wyatt.
Okay, now I know, and I'm mad that as your tag team partner, it took me so long to catch on. You were marking out the definition of a mark. I apologize, people. 347-637-3859. It only took me 5 minutes, bro. It's okay. It only took me 5 minutes, but I caught on so that you can catch up. 347-637-3859. Cammy, did you watch wrestling this week?
Yeah, I did.
SmackDown Raw? What's your take? Give me a belt grade.
Raw, I have to give a – that show right there, man. There were some good segments, though. Like, I thought Mick Foley and Sami Zayn had a good segment, and then they had maybe that was the only good segment. I don't remember, but I know they had. I remember it was okay. And I thought, and SmackDown is always just for me, it's a watchable show. I do think that there needs to be some mixing up. The James Ellsworth stuff, they've got to stop that.
Maybe he's really not hurt AJ Styles. You know what I mean? So like, even AJ doesn't dismiss him. I'm gonna beat him in the middle of the ring. I'm gonna get over with that. Even AJ's tired of that. You know what I mean? So that shtick, she likes the magic stick. We'll be over soon. So
right, hopefully, man, because it's getting in Hornswoggle territory with me, which is what I was afraid was gonna happen.
The last two-way champion.
Yeah, the shows were they were what they were this week. I'm not expecting much in December because they're on cruise control until the Royal Rumble, and they're allowed to do that.
Exactly.
Every December they're allowed to do that, and I'm not gonna hold them to, sweep sweep week standards, you know?
And that's what we are in. We're in sweep week standards. And not to mention, Cammy, I said that last week on last week's show, right, that this time of year, wrestling fans need to shut the F up, or, you know, as we got the F out, right, and became an entertainment
right.
company and understand the entertainment of business. And that is the – I said this is the Christmas season, guys. You already know they do less in this season. You already know this.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
for you
yeah,
to
yeah.
therapy,
it's probably best to yeah, if like if you is just to not even watch until the weeks leading up to the Rumble, you know.
That is the truth, my man. 347-637-3859. I want to give away another award because damn it, it feels good to give away awards, people. I want to give away the nominees for. Actually, one of my favorite guys of all time to me. There is nobody like Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid. And because of that, he had a comeback to me at SummerSlam against – I think I'm going to meet somebody here. That's who that is. All right, I got you, Cammy. I'll bring you back on air. That was Spotface. My apologies. Against Triple H. And – I thought, and I remember saying to people, he would never, that'd be one match only. So, comeback wrestler of the year nominee in honor of Shawn Heartbreak Kid Michaels.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the look that drives the gold wild. I've got the move that really move them. I said, chill. Up and down their spine. Sexy boy, I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy.
And the nominees are for the Shawn Michaels Comeback of the Year Award. Y2J, Chris Jericho, because his career was dead. Some will say one simple phrase, which is why wrestling fans are funny, can bring you back. Then, the show we just kept talking about. We can't stop talking about it because before, nobody wanted to talk about it but me. SmackDown Live. Who says talent cannot be artificially inseminated? Nikki Bella. Randall, Keith, Orton, and Seth frickin' Rollins. And the winner of the Shawn Michaels Plexi Award goes to no other.
First night of the tour, Dublin, Ireland, I believe. I'm wrestling Kane in the main event. It's a street fight for the world title. And going for a move I've done a million times where Kane is on the second rope and I go to sunset flip over him. For whatever reason, I just landed on the instep of my right foot and my right knee just caved in and I felt a real sharp pain. And my first instinct, as it always has been, is to get up. So I'm standing straight up, and I'm, you know, putting weight on it, and it's cool. So I pick 330-pound Kane up and wobble out there and put him through the table. I end up somehow hitting a pedigree on my knee, which at this point I don't know the extent of the injury. I pin him, and I just lay in there as the doctor, you know, and the trainers come out, and we're taking a look at it, and it seemed okay. So I go to the hospital in Cardiff with the doc, and we get the MRI done, and I go back to the hotel, and I get a call, and the doc says, you tore your ACL, you tore your MCL, and you tore your meniscus.
Thank you. Seth frickin' Rollins, spot face. I mean, out of the people nominated for this award, could it have really gone anybody else other than Seth Rollins? And I think even more that he deserved this award is that he came back and he didn't get everything handed to him the way we thought it was. He didn't come right – I mean, he came right back into all the title pictures. He got the belt really out of default from – or we thought out of default with the Universal title, with the split of Raw. I think Seth Rollins came back and proved that he is still a force to be reckoned with. And you referred to him a long time ago. You said he was more rated R superstar. I think with his comeback, I've kind of seen more of that in him as well. Spot, your talks, your takes, if you will, so to speak, on Seth Chicken Rollins.
He's the man. Period. Seth Rollins, you know, CrossFit Jesus, as some call him, you know, the architect of the shield, you know, Mr. I Wrestle. Like, I call him I Wrestle because that's what he does. He goes out, he wrestles. He always has top match, if not the match of the night. And he just gets it done, man. And I Seth Rollins deserves the Comeback of the Year award. It was sad that he had to go out anyway. He rehabbed. He tried to get back from Mania, and it just wasn't in enough time, and he came back with a vengeance. And not even having the title, and he's still top guy. You know, he's still right there. He's still in the hierarchy, and he deserves it. I mean, he is the man. You know, he's not the guy. He's the man, and he really is. You know, Seth Rollins, he just gets it done. That should be his new shirt. Seth Rollins, I just get it done. Like, for real.
Your take on this, Cammy?
Oh yeah, I'm cool with it. I've never been a Rollins guy, but it's you know, and I'm not a fan of his now, but. You know, it takes a lot of gumption to be able to come back from, you know, the injury that he had and do what he's doing and be, you know, still in that mix. So, you know, props to him.
He said props to him as if, like, he was not all that in dim sum. I mean, and you're talking,
not,
and I know,
but, you know.
You don't think that he... You don't. So what in Seth Rollins don't you see? And let's not let it talk about his what you like in him right now. Hold on. Not what you see in him now. And his comeback, what has he not proven to win this award for the HBK Comeback of the Year?
The people that you've had in this category and what he, and his comeback has been great. So if fortunately, this award is strictly on the comeback, right?
Strictly on the comeback.
So I'm judging it by that. If it's the comeback, he gets the award. If you're asking me anything about what he's been doing on television, he wouldn't even be close to any award. But that's me.
You know who can get an honorary award for this? You know
who is that?
You know
who is that? SmackDown.
No, you know who should get an honorary award for this comeback of the year? Cody Rhodes.
Well,
Cody
technically,
Rhodes.
Well, no, because the best for him hasn't come yet. It will be at Wrestle Kingdom 11 and coming to the Bullet Club. But as of right now, as much as I love Cody, he has not had the end. To me, people have to get understanding in one thing. And I know other wrestling promotions exist, but if they're not being talked about, there's when he came back and every match they put him in, and Robbie, I listened on Facebook, says, how could he come back? He's lost every pay-per-view since he came back. Then you don't know professional wrestling. And I'm saying that right now.
Wait. He's not booked to win?
Right. Seriously. Because everything this guy has done has been golden, okay? Has been golden. It really has been. And I don't understand how that question could be even thought about, you know, to ask that question make that statement. Because everything he has been, main event or not, he has shown and proved. You don't have to win a match to be that damn good.
Wait, wins don't really count? I thought this was like football. Like, my team is 0-14. I'm like a Cleveland Browns fan. Winning is everything.
It's the only thing.
I love these marks. I love these marks, man. I love them. They keep my goose again.
He always says, let me be a part of the show. Let me be a part of the show. And I always say, call in, call in, call in. And you never call in. So I can't even respond to your Facebook stuff anymore. I'm about to do the end of the notifications. Because if you listen to the program, when I've been trying to educate you guys for the last few years about professional wrestling, then you would understand why he wins comeback of the year. Out of the ones that were not in his category. If Finn Balor comes back and has that kind of a year as well, regains Saturday, he will be a number one nominee for next year's Plexi Award for the HBK Award for comeback of the year. You know what I mean?
Reason
Seth Rollins. I mean, I think it's just self-explanatory.
The only reason I wanted Cody nominated, because for the longest time he was wearing a plastic garbage bag and some face paint and Stardust.
Listen, that gimmick was amazing.
Oh, my God.
I'm not talking about Stardust. Let's get some. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I put words in my mouth. And you know, I'm a Cody guy. You know, I'm a Cody guy. So,
I love how he uses the star that left them in the dust.
Yo, graded. I won't lie, right? Because you know, I remember I used to couldn't say the word spot. What would I call them? Vigilantes. You would laugh and go, they're vignettes. I'm like, yo, Spot, you remember that vigilante? And you're like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? Well, he's had the greatest vignette I've seen. And we're talking about Cody Rhodes here. The American Nightmare. Since I can remember, like, the days of, like, Vista Perfect. Razor and Mo, like those vignettes coming, like it was really, 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 really good. I can't say no more than that. Cody Rhodes is going to make an impact, and single-handedly has me willing to go search high and low and beyond to not understand a word they freaking say to watch him perform at Wrestle Kingdom. I cannot wait. Cody Rhodes is the freaking man. But paying homage to Seth Rollins again, I think it's self-explanatory why he won this award. Now. What award should I give away next? Let's see. Give away the LOD.
To the Shining Stars?
You stupid. Why? They have other great destination spots. All kind of carnival boats go there. The Newcomer of the Year Award. That's a blue chipper right there. The nominees are Baron Corbin, Apollo 2, Kalisto, Finn Balor, Alexa Bliss, Bayley, American Alpha, AJ Styles, the arrival. And who else did I have there? Okay, I took that one off. Okay, so those are your nominees, and the winner of the Rocky Maya Villa Award simply goes to.
That's a blue chip for JR.
I think it's really just self-explanatory, to be honest with you guys. Newcomer. Of the year.
I'm not sure what the future holds for me.
Yeah. the face that runs the place. I am now the champ that runs the camp.
AJ Styles, the recipient of the newcomer of the year, Plexi, the Rocky Maya Villa Award winner. Spot face, could there have been another?
But AJ Styles is not new. AJ Styles has been wrestling in TNA since like 2005. AJ Styles is in WCW. Air Kyrie.
Bullcrap. Let me tell you something, people. The phenomenal one himself, Mr. AJ Styles, the face that runs the place next to Spot Face, he deserves this award. I mean, people thought that he didn't need the E. People thought the E wouldn't treat him right. And as of this present day, time, and exact moment, he is the WWE champion. And I say that with a much vigor and valor in my heart, because with a tear in my eye.
Not a tear.
Legend Bar. Yes, with a tear in my eye at Legends Bar, when AJ Styles won the WWE championship, I said, my guy had done it. And he's been my guy since he faced Abyss at Lockdown and made me a fan way back when. And he gets to the E, and though he lost to Jericho at Mania, and we was like, how is this going to pan out?
Right.
Then he got the dance with the super, the human suplex merchandise selling machine that is Jonathan Cena, and he beat him. And then he beat him again.
And
then you know. And then you know what he did? You know what he did when they thought AJ couldn't do it? He made two main event matches out of Roman Reigns freaking enjoyable. Not just watchable, but enjoyable.
Hey, Spot, one of those matches is nominated for Match of the Year, too. That match with AJ Styles and Roman Reigns.
And he's only a rookie in the E. He's only in year one. This upcoming Royal Rumble will complete his first year in the E. And he's already done it.
Welcome to the Plexis. Hugo! We spelled with three X's because we hardcore. Top 25 females next week. The list is complete. The show. Don't listen, guys. The Plexis is one thing, but once a year, my wife lets me get a little raunchy. Okay? I get a little raunchy. Top 25 females in sports and entertainment coming up next week. Hugo! The Plexis Award newcomer of the year. AJ Styles.
Well, first of all, I just want to say one thing that I was supposed to be here about an hour ago. But
yes, you were.
But this Brazilian walked into my store, and Mike, I'm sorry. Woo! You know me. I have
it's okay. You should have taken a picture. She could have made the list next year for the top 25 women just walking to a store list. I don't know.
But anyway, definitely the right choice. I mean, who else could you put actually in that list? AJ Styles has done it all. He has kind of like this Kurt Angle-esque debut that he did, you know, winning the WWE Championship before his first year. And there's no other better wrestler right now than AJ Styles. Yeah, he's been around for, what, 13, 15, 17 years, however long he's been out. But to the WWE, he's new and he's fresh. So definitely the right choice, Mike. Cool.
Moving on a little bit right here, Cammy. Come back to you in one moment, Saturday. Want to get to this other world. We got about 15 minutes left in the program of the Plexi Awards. Thank you for tuning in. Spot Face, whatever genius promotion you got there. You with this one, guy. Plexis. You said, Mike, you spell your name with three X's. So you got to name your awards with three X's. It just makes more sense. What are you talking about? Listen, guys. The nominee for the Miss Elizabeth Award, what that is, right? Someone would say, why do you name this the Lita Award? Right? Why do you name this the Trish Stratus Award? Or why do you name this the Mae Young Fabulous Moolah Award or something like that? It's my show. You don't like it? Listen anyway. My favorite diva of all time, even though she wasn't really wrestling, like ever, I think she wrestled like maybe once, and she didn't really do it. It's like a finger poke of doom kind of wrestling match she had. Miss Elizabeth.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce the First Lady of the World Wrestling Federation.
Nominees for the Miss Elizabeth Award basically means the number one wrestling female in the WWE or the world. The nominees are Cherry Bomb. The nominees are Amber Moon. The nominees are Nikki Bella. Y'all probably going to not have her on my list to be nominated because I don't give a damn what you think. Actually, I do. But not when it comes to Nikki Bella. Sasha the Boss Banks. Alexa Bliss. Bailey. Paige, if somebody can find her from snorting so much coke. And Charlotte. And the winner of the Miss Elizabeth Plexi Award, PLEXXXY.
Elizabeth, I love you.
I went in there against the fire of the division, the boss of the division, but I'm the champ. I was going to walk in the champ, and I was going to walk out the champ, and that's what I did.
Look at Charlotte trying to reverse this. Somersault!
I'm sorry. I give all you guys opinions, and I agree with them or not, which a lot of times I don't. I give room. And I know people don't like the way the belt is being hot-shotted around. This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with what they have accomplished inside the squared circle as women competitors. Charlotte Flair is only... Charlotte Flair is the Roy Jones Jr. of the women's division, which means she only has one opponent. There's nobody for her to fight. She is the self-proclaimed TBE of women's wrestling because, like the leader of the TBE nation, Floyd Money Mayweather, who said today he would, next time he sees Conor McGregor, he's going to beep him up. His words, not mine. Actually, he said smack the ish out of him. Okay. Charlotte Flair, what doesn't she do good? She has good mic skills. She plays a great villain. She turned on her dad. To me, I love that moment. Both times. The first time, I thought it was due. It was well time for her to get rid of Pops. I thought when Flair came out and raised Sasha Banks' hand, I thought it was disrespectful. And it ain't like how they put in the storyline. Her storylines are good. Her matches are incredible. Sasha Banks is not the Miss Elizabeth Award winner. She doesn't deserve to be. No other women's competitor deserves this award more than Charlotte Flair. At the risk of hearing what he has to say, because it's the Plexi. Remember, I do it for my mama. Cammy is a professor. He likes to intelligize some people. Cammy, am I completely off base when I say Charlotte is well deserving of this Miss Elizabeth Plexi Award?
It's not completely off base, but you can make an argument for her or Sasha. I mean, you can't. It's not one of those things where if you have given the award to Sasha, people could get mad. One of them deserved it. Charlotte is fine.
I think she's been in better matches than Sasha, and she doesn't get hurt like Sasha.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's pros and cons to both, but I will say this about Ric Flair, though, in his defense for shaking Sasha's hand after he won. He, in his matches, even when he was a bad guy, Flair has a long history of, if his opponents win, shaking their hand when they've won. This is an old thing with him, and the Sasha
right.
thing was just a continuation of that. So in that respect, I did appreciate it, and I also appreciated Charlotte healing up on him. But yeah, man, it's been, and I'm like, I don't mind that belt being hot shotted.
I don't either.
Because it shows you who the two women in that company are. So when they branch off into other feuds, which I'm hoping that they do this month.
Very soon.
Or next
right.
month. When they branch off into other feuds, the other women will get some glow off of one of those two. And I don't think this is something you've seen in that division, Divas division, in a long time. Or probably not Divas, but let's get that out the way. That women's division in a
right.
long time, or probably ever. So I think they've done a good job with those women.
Spot face?
If you don't like Charlotte, if you don't like wrestling.
Say it again. I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
If you don't like Charlotte, you don't like wrestling.
Smack yourself.
Let me explain why. Charlotte Flair, a.k.a. my bae, a.k.a. Brandon, that I am.
This is going to ride Space Mountain.
Yes. Like, if nothing else ever in life.
Pause. You want her to ride Space Mountain.
To make her go woo. You know
right.
what I'm saying? To make her go woo. Like, Nature Boy's daughter, to make her go woo. But Charlotte has the it factor that Sasha has some of. You know, that's why the rumor of turning Sasha heel so she can shine more, you know, for the Bayley feud. Those things don't come up in conversations with Charlotte. Charlotte can just be Charlotte, and that's fine. Like, you know, her paved the path was already made when she became the daughter of the Nature Boy. When she won that race to get to that egg, it was paid for her to be where she's at. You know what I mean? So for
right.
me, it would be the other. I mean, Asuka's dope, but she's still in NXT. And Ramon, seen her live in NXT TakeOver. She's dope. I can't wait to see what they do with their feud. Hopefully, they can become the future where Charlotte and Sasha are. But right now, nobody's holding a candle to Charlotte Flair. I don't care what they say. And I love me some Bayley, but she bored.
Hugo?
Yeah, Charlotte Flair was a clear winner here, in my opinion. Don't get me wrong. I think Sasha has done a lot since she's come back, since she's come up. But no one has evolved. No other female has evolved in the amount of time that Charlotte has. She is a fantastic in-ring competitor. She has the talk. The look is it's questionable, but who cares? Who cares about the look?
She has no ass. But it's okay.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. Because
still tappable.
What she does in the ring, I'm
not kicking her out of it.
The way she talks, she's absolutely amazing. I absolutely love Charlotte. And I told you this, Mike. I hated her at WrestleMania. But I
yes,
turned
you did.
Completely 180 on Charlotte Flair. And she deserves it more than anyone. Like KME said, you can make an argument for Sasha, but no one has done it like Charlotte Flair this year.
Charlotte is the quintessential female wrestler, King Von Jr. Type. Shout out my man, Mo _ Eaton, holding down security at its finest. Two awards left, guys. Should we go wrestler of the year or match of the year? Equally important. Okay. Match of the year.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The nominees for match of the year were a lot of them. I did. I watch a lot of wrestling. My kids and I watch a lot of wrestling. And I think a lot of matches, to me, deserve to be on this list if you look into the totality of what actually inside the square circle wrestling consists of. I think that goes a lot without being noticed. The Revival versus American Alpha for the NXT Tag Team Title Championship at TakeOver Dallas. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sami Zayn at NXT TakeOver Dallas. Charlotte Let's see if they took the flair off. Charlotte, how come Banks can still have the last name Banks? Why her name just ain't Sasha? Damn it. Charlotte versus Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch for the Women's Championship at WrestleMania 32. AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho versus Cesaro versus Kevin Owens to determine the number one contender for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship back on Raw April 4th. Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles Extreme Rules match for the WWE Championship at Extreme Rules. Sami Zayn nominated for another award. Kevin Owens also at Battleground. Cedric Alexander versus Koto at the Cruiserweight Championship match. This one made me start watching, and this was about episode 5. And Spot was like, "Are you not watching this?" My man Mike Jackson was like, "You're not watching this?" And that one made me watch and be proud of that match. Cedric Alexander, good dude also. The Revival versus DIY for NXT Championship at TakeOver Brooklyn 2. Brooklyn! Shinsuke Nakamura versus Samoa Joe for the NXT Championship at Brooklyn 2. John Cena, yes, John Cena versus AJ Styles at SummerSlam. Wow. Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor for the Universal Championship at SummerSlam. Kevin Owens versus Big Cass versus Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship on August 29th. Winner, Kevin Owens. Seth Rollins called out Triple H was pretty dope too, KMB, on Raw. Other segment we were talking about, we couldn't think of them. That was a good one, I thought. AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose for the WWE Championship at Backlash. I was there. Great freaking match. Sasha Banks versus Charlotte for the Women's Championship. No DQ at Raw 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz Intercontinental Championship at TLC 2016. I love that match. Kiss my arse. And the winner of Match of the Year.
G-Style, baby.
I call this the Ricky Steamboat, Macho Man, WrestleMania 3 Plexi, because there's not a single name you could put together to say that match was just incredibly awesome. My favorite match of all time. The winner of Match of the Year! Match of the Year. Can you disagree? Of course you can. The question is not can you disagree with that, because we all have our own opinions. But to say that match wasn't Match of the Year to be on this list, you're smoking peyote. See, weed is not the gateway drug. Because crystal meth is the end of the road. And that's what you're smoking. If that match did not intrigue you in Dallas, fight forever, ever be Match of the Year Plexi. And no, King Vaughn, that's your favorite match, my favorite match, and no other match will ever beat, not even HBK and Undertaker, will beat Ricky Steamboat, Macho Man Savage, WrestleMania 3. Those guys did things that no one had ever done before. Spot face, Match of the Year, fight forever.
They said fight forever.
End of story.
not wrestle till Wednesday, not match of Monday. They said fight forever.
Hold on, not Meaning, this is awesome, not that either, not this is awesome, not holy, not none
not
of that.
Holy, not you still got it or any of that. They said, and I quote, fight forever. Like if there's ever a wrestling match that you want a non-wrestling fan to watch to explain why professional wrestling is what it is, let them watch Shinsuke Nakamura, Sami Zayn, NXT TakeOver Dallas off the simple simplicity of the match. It didn't need ladders. It didn't need tables. It didn't need chairs. It didn't need stairs. It didn't need stipulations. It didn't need cages. It was pure, unadulterated professional wrestling, and the fans of professional wrestling said fight forever. Period.
Hello?
I didn't catch that. I'm sorry. Who was the match of the year?
Shinsuke Nakamura and Sami Zayn.
Yeah. I can't. The thing is, okay, I'm not gonna argue because it was a fantastic bout, but you know my feeling on Sami Zayn. No, but
I know you don't like his personality, but even you have always respected his in-ring ability. So in that match, his personality was inside the squared circle. That's where Sami Zayn's personality comes from. And because you did like what they did on Monday with him, with Mick Foley, which CEO Emmy Richmond on the Twitter tweeted to you about that. Okay.
I agree.
Fight for, again, and it was a spot face. I've been in wrestling. I've been in a lot of matches. I've never, ever heard that. And that's how great that match was. That match has been tried to be duplicated since that match, and it can't be. Shinsuke Nakamura, to me, is the greatest thing. I was hooked on Finn Balor, and I've been a fan of Prince DeVitt for a while. And even Spotface knows that. I've been talking about that guy for years. But when they started calling him the demon, I don't like that. I don't do demons. Just keep it. Everything else is fine. I don't use the word demon. That's why I've never been the biggest Kane fan. But Shinsuke Nakamura to me is this guy single handedly has crowds singing theme songs with no words.
Do you think Nakamura right now is perhaps aside of what we've seen of AJ Styles right now in the whole WWE roster, the best wrestler right now in the WWE?
I believe that he is. If I can count NXT, including AJ Styles and a healthy Finn Balor, and if I'm putting a whole group of characters in there together without you know, injuries involved, just off of pure talent, I do. I think because here's my reason, right? I love The Rock, and people love The Rock because when moves were put on him, he made things look entertaining. We always talk about selling things. Sell. That's wrestling. Mr. Perfect, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, you sell. He sells his attacks. He sells his beatdowns. He sells his movements. He sells his aerodynamics. There's not a single thing in a squared circle that he doesn't make entertaining or try to, you know, if it's not entertaining in a way, make it become entertaining. I've seen him do a regular, simple elbow drop like I've never seen before and add some flair to it. You know what I mean? And it's just everything about this guy to me is or in the words of Emmy Richmond on Twitter, Micah, organic. Go ahead, who's jumping in there?
He sells violins.
KME, your thoughts, fight forever.
Oh, yeah, that was a great match, man. There was a lot of good matches to choose from, a lot of good matches in the nominations. I thought it was hard.
I thought it was really hard. Honestly, it really was.
Yeah.
And you know the guy in me really wanted to pick a Roman Reigns or a John Cena just to piss people off.
Well,
I really did.
That would have been fine too. Also, you know, the ones with them and AJ, those would have been fine. But that match was really good, man. It was, you know, you sometimes as wrestling fans, at least for me, I sometimes like. Get disenfranchised in that environment and being bored and stuff. But sometimes there's matches that come around that make you forget that, you know,
wrestling was in a bad place or the show wasn't as good.
It makes you remember that, you know, you were a kid, you know what I'm saying? And when you're watching wrestling, why you watch wrestling and stuff, and there's enough drama
And the match did everything that a wrestling match was supposed to do. So I loved it, man. Good stuff.
I'm always intrigued by a crowd, right? And I know that, as I talked about the Philly crowd earlier, I say crowds sometimes have gone too far, right? And they have, especially the round of WrestleMania season, because you get the international crowd that comes over mixed with the American crowd, and it just becomes a good, fun party. And sometimes I think it takes away from the event, actually. And, you know, like with the Perfect 10 guy who's throwing shots at The Miz on Twitter. He's trying to get his comeuppance. Okay, Ty Dillinger. But I think everything that match showed, because people around the world already love Sami Zayn's in-ring ability anyway. You know, a lot of people do feel like you do also, Hugo, that, you know, he doesn't have the total package. I really thought he got traded for Eva Marie, and I thought as disrespectful as it was, you know what I'm saying, I'd have loved him to be on SmackDown, but it didn't make it that way. Everything about that match was dope. It was so dope, I want the other guys to hear it again. Match of the Year. Let's go run them back, guys. Match of the Year, Sami Zayn, Shinsuke Nakamura, Dallas Takeover. Also, Tag Team of the Year.
We have been your WWE World Tag Team Champions!
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
New Day Rock. New Day Rock! New Day Rock! New Day Rock! New Day Rock!
Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart Award winner.
Like, I wrestle like a coward.
You wrestle like a coward.
I'm the one.
If I were to create a wrestler who, to me, like, embodies, like, when I was an independent guy and I was thinking, like, oh, okay, what's the soft WWE style? It would be that. WWE is transformed.
Hold on, you had your chance to talk. You're the one that called me a coward in the wrestling ring. I'm the coward in the wrestling ring.
Yeah.
But let's talk about cowards for 1 second. Mm-hmm. The reason I wrestle the way I wrestle is because I can do it day in and day out all the time for 10 plus years. I have never, never in my career ever have been injured. I don't get injured for 6 months to a year. I am here each and every week. But you sit there and call me a coward?
Yeah.
I'm the coward. Wait, let me tell you about a coward. Let me tell you about a guy who tells his WWE fans, the people that he loves, that he will be back. He promises them. I promise you, I will be back.
The winner of the Stinger Award for Best Wrestler Outside the WWE. Of the Year.
I love you.
The Miss Elizabeth Award.
I went in there against the fire of the division, the boss of the division, but I'm the champ. I was going to walk in the champ, and I was going to walk out the champ, and that's what
the
I did.
HBK, come on.
But it's Charlotte trying to...
First night of the tour, Dublin, Ireland, I believe. I'm wrestling Kane in the main event. It's a street fight for the world title. And going for a move I've done a million times where Kane is on the second rope and I go to sunset flip over him. For whatever reason, I just landed on the instep of my right foot.
Seth frickin' Rollins. And now... for Wrestler of the Year. To be the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. It doesn't take you having pipe bombs like CM Punk. He's only the best in the world of professional wrestling, nothing else. But as a Cubs fan, it's okay. Cubs win the World Series. You are the best inside that ring. You're the one the world talks about. You're the one that puts butts in the seats. You have to be that guy. The nominees are Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, The Miz, Kevin Owens, Shinsuke Nakamura, Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Kenny Omega, Jay Lethal, and the winner of the Bret Hart Award for being the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be in the WWE and professional wrestling. Listen, guys, theme song popping. Year was popping. Championships popping. Taking down the franchise popping. Royal Rumble explosion popping. The face that runs the place.
Let me get my belt.
The champ that runs the camp. The phenomenal AJ Styles. AJ Styles. Hugo! Wrestler of the Year. Speak on him.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I kind of gave it away, even though I didn't know what the winner was when we were doing the match of the year, because I asked you. Besides Nakamura, I mean, besides AJ Styles, I think Nakamura was the best wrestler in the WWE right now on the roster. You can't go wrong with AJ Styles. Out of all of those, he's the one that has put more butts in the seats out of any of those wrestlers in the WWE right now. People love him. People hate him. He could be funny. He could be serious. He has the whole complete total package. And in fact, you know what? I'll be okay with him if he continues to hold the strap for months and months to come, because you're always going to get fresh content out of AJ Styles. He's the type of wrestler that will adjust to any wrestler in that roster. And you know what? People say, well, it's 16 years too late. He should have been there a long time ago. Baloney. Okay? Baloney. He deserves everything that he's getting for right now, and he right now is the greatest wrestler that the WWE has. Great choice, Mike. I'm glad that you went with what the fans truly want, and that's the Blackie Award for AJ Styles as Wrestler of the Year.
And I want to see now, with the crop that NXT has brought in, with Roderick Strong making his debut tonight on NXT, to get these matches, Shinsuke Nakamura, Samoa Joe with AJ Styles in the bigger ring, in the bigger avenue, on a different stage, how it's going to come off. KME, Wrestler of the Year. I mean, have we said enough about him? Have we tooted his horn enough tonight? AJ Styles, they would have two awards for tonight.
Yeah. He's great. But outside of being a Republican, which I can forgive, he just does so much for that company. They've been missing a guy in WWE for ever since Angle left, that can switch back and forth from goofy to serious, you know. They right. don't have that in that company, and they need that in that company. They need guys that when it's time for them to turn it on and be serious, they can be serious. They can do the Cowardly Hill stuff. But then when you need somebody that you take seriously in the ring, they do that too. And there's not too many guys in that company. Actually, I'll go as far as to say outside of, you know, the usual suspects, Cena, Randy, and, you know, Goldberg, Lesnar, outside of those guys, there's no one in that company that that you take serious in the ring with, you know. Like, I seriously think you could have a feud with Styles and Lesnar or Styles and Goldberg, and people won't be like, man, this is a bullcrap feud, you know. And you can't really say that about any guy in that company. So, AJ, man, the career reinvention was really great this year for him, and I look forward to see what he does in 2017.
Spotface, Wrestler of the Year. Your thoughts on AJ Styles, the phenomenal one. Newcomer of the Year and now Wrestler of the Year. He is a two-time Plexi Award winner also. I mean, this guy has more. He, at the rate he's going, he might surpass The Miz for championships.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't either.
You have to pass The Miz for Plexis. But AJ Styles is the phenomenal one. Enough said.
Listen, this guy has just done it all. And I what gets me, that he doesn't
one.
He continues to do it. He continues to do it, and it's amazing, really, how phenomenal the phenomenal one AJ Styles is.
Let's think about this real quick. In the first year in WWE, he's gotten 5-star matches out of Roman Reigns and John Cena. He had a very good one with Jericho at Mania in his first Mania. A hell of a 6-man tag with Enzo Cassina in the club. And he's WWE champion. And he's the champ.
But where's the camp? Get it right.
That's crazy.
This is one of my biggest things, right, for giving him this award, was the fact that more than anything, because, again, let's just be known, this is still the barbershop, okay? And we talk about anybody, everybody, but that's why me and my crew always fight and disagree. But one thing is, we're intelligent, and we know how to take the fanship out. We got to take the political avenues out of it and look at the purity of the sport of wrestling and look at it sometimes. And sometimes even looking at the purity, we may not see eye to eye. But arguably, this guy done it all this year. And most importantly, in doing it all, it's what put him on this ladder, what propelled him. I just used a big word, y'all. Y'all hear that? Yo, KM, I've been around you. I said propelled. I did. I said that. But what has propelled him to be Wrestler of the Year was the wins over John Cena. Because
right. They
were really unbelievable wins, if you think about it. They were wins you thought he would not win. I know I was one of those guys, but I was also one of those guys who was just saying, if you want him to be important WWE, he has to win these matches. So we got a call coming in from 302, guys, and I think I might know who this is. And so, you know, at the risk of not screening the call, we got 5 minutes left. Why not go ahead and get chuckle? 302, you are live on Perfect Plex Talk Radio. The Plexis. What's your beef?
It ain't no beef, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, here to join the show. You know who this is. So this is Robbie, you know what I'm saying? I called the show to show my support. You know, we
appreciate
always
it,
go live on social media, but it's always, you know what I'm saying?
Always.
So, what you want to talk about?
Well, we're on our way out of here now, man. So everybody, we're about to go out here and watch this damn Empire with the wife. On the second, stay off of social media on that avenue. So I'll be dropping those spoilers, you know what I mean? if you're the spoiler type. But we gave away the Plexis tonight, PLEXXXY. You're not spelling my name with three X's, Mike Knox. And AJ Styles wins two Plexi Awards, Wrestler of the Year Bret Hart Award, and Newcomer of the Year the Rocky Maivia Award. And you asked that question on the comeback of the year, the Heartbreak Kid question of how could he win that. And Spotface, why? What was one of the main reasons we gave the award to Seth Rollins?
Because he's the man.
I believe it was more than that.
Because he recapped his way back to the main event. He's been in the main event ever since. He is Jesus. He's an architect of the Shield. And by golly, dare I say this, he is one of the best wrestlers on the darn planet itself. That's awesome. He deserved that comeback of the year award because he came back better than he left.
I wouldn't say he came back. He was better off when he left, when he came back. He was a lot better off. You know, this is the same guy that held the WWE Championship and the United States Championship at the same time. This is the guy. Hold on. Let me talk. This is the guy that beat Sting in a match.
Oh, God, he beat Sting. He was booked.
This is the guy that won Superstar. This is the guy that won Superstar of the Year before he got injured. So how is he better now? How is he better now? He's been losing every single pay-per-view match. So how is he better now?
He was booked to win the United States. Let me get this mark off the phone. He was booked to win a United title. He was booked to win a WWE title. He was booked to get a statue from Vince in them. Oh, my God. Why is he not better now? It ain't about the storyline. It's about the athlete. And that man is a hell of an athlete.
He is. I'll give him that. He's a great athlete. You know what I'm saying? But he was better then. He's not better off now. He was better.
My God, he was better in the Shield when there was three of them. He was a tag champion. He had a blonde streak. He wrestled the New Age Old Laws at WrestleMania. It's not about the story here.
Okay.
It's about the athlete. It's just like when Triple H went away a bad guy and came back and everybody cheered him. It's because it was about the athlete and not the storyline.
Can we
get
agree
out
to this?
Coming back for Seth Rollins and what he did, coming back off of that injury. He came back early, which we don't hear that a lot unless your name is John frickin' Cena, that these guys come back early. He came back surprisingly early. He didn't take a step off in the ring, and the fact that he was still propelled. Oh, I say it again. I've been watching a lot of Jason Pitts and Pitts and Pitts lately, catching up on the game. He propelled himself back into the main event picture, has remained relevant on every show, and every time he comes out, you know what you're going to get from him. Again, the award is named after Shawn Michaels and what she does. Listen, y'all hear the lady chiming in my ear. Listen, guys, the Plexis was amazing. Thank you guys all for calling in. Spot Face and Spot Face Promotions. Everybody holding us down. The second annual Plexis, people. Make sure you spell it right. PLEXXXY Awards. The Plexis was great. It was fun. You were beautiful. I was beautiful. My best was shot. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at Mike Not to Am Loud. I speak loud. And damn it, if you don't make her loud, your job ain't complete properly. Also, make sure you follow the station with the identification Soul, S-O-U-L, and Sports, BDSI underscore network, The Perfect Plex underscore, and follow the crew, Spotface, Huggo, follow us all. We out of here, y'all. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me, and don't love God. We out of here, y'all. Fingers!
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with. You have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch it Raw first. Then listening to the Perfect Plex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Hey.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you.
if you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! My stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but I need some stellar gifts to fill them with.
Why get hung up? Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got great gifts for everyone on your list, and the entire store is up to 60% off.
60% off?
That's right. Old Navy's got gifts for just $2, $4, $6, and $8 for a Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a great price. Thanks!
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and 2-day only deals.